Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Christina Lael, who is a tax attorney, and she's with Freedom Tax Plans. Christina, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. It's not often that we have, yes, a tax preparer or tax or an attorney, but we rarely have a tax attorney. So I want to find all about how the expertise that you bring to your clients came to be. So give us a little bit of your background and your entrepreneurial journey to this point in your career.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Mike. So yes, I'm a tax attorney. I work for corporate America. When I received my CPA license, my certified public accountant license in Nashville, Tennessee. And after that, started going to law school at night to Nashville School of Law, which is a great, great law school. And I could continue to work and started doing my classmates' tax returns. And then that just really grew.
So then what was it about being a certified tax public accountant that made you think I also need a legal degree?
Well, that's a great question. So I was taking the Becker class, which is just a class to help you study for the CPA license. And the main teachers for that class were tax. They had their CPA license and their legal degree, and they were also lawyers. And they really encouraged us to possibly pursue that because it was just such a great combination. And I knew I wanted to. I always liked accounting and would love to go into tax law, especially when I started law school and studied under the most amazing tax attorneys in Nashville who were in the real world and actually working with clients and helping them save money in taxes and how exciting that was. And so I just started preparing people's tax returns on the side, and wow, what a difference it made, because that revenue that I had, that I made from my side gig at the time when I was in law school, because I could implement tax-saving strategies and pay very little taxes on that money, made such a difference, even though I was making so much more in the corporate world at the time. But yet I was taxed, you know, pretty heavily. So it just showed, and then when I started working with my clients and showing them how to save money in taxes, and it made such a difference in their lives, in their businesses, in their families. So it just really grew from there, and then eventually it just, my side gig just became so huge, and it expanded rapidly. And so that's when I left my corporate job, and I'm doing this full-time, and now I have an amazing business team, and it's just grown by leaps and bounds, and we just love what we do, and I'm able to help people save money in taxes without them spending extra money.
Yeah. So, you know, I've interviewed like some people before who are in financial services, and they bring up some really unique ways of doing things within the tax code, right? And they make comments like, you know, it's, what is it, 70,000 pages, something just ludicrous like that. You know, the layperson, no way do they know what it is, how to do it, and how to best use it. But it's interesting how when they're bringing up certain strategies that they say, you know, this is right in the tax code, it's completely legal, ethical. But somewhere in the back of your mind, maybe one of the entrepreneurs might be like, yeah, but you're no tax attorney. So I would think that you have a leg up with some where, okay, I'm a tax preparer. But I'm not just a tax preparer. I'm a CPA, so gold star by my name. But I'm not only just a CPA, I'm a tax attorney. So that now your recommendations are seen as that much more credible and trustworthy because you are looking at it from both sides of the equation, the person preparing and recommending, and also your attorney hat going, yep, that passes mustard.
Yeah, and that's so true and so important, Mike, because and we implement these strategies for our clients and show them how to take our recommendations and really put them into practice. And we try to do as much for our clients as we possibly can. And what I found, Mike, is that so many accountants and CPAs, even just in CPAs and accounting firms, they don't know how to implement these tax saving strategies for their clients. They don't focus on this. They just take your information and plug it into a tax software that will spit out your tax return that the IRS and sometimes your state is more than happy to accept.
and it's almost like you're hearing them say, you know, next, next, next. Mm-hmm. And so what you're not just a tax attorney giving good advice and handing this ream of papers to your client going, now tell your CPA to do this and hope they follow the directions. You're saying, here's why this is important. Here's the strategy. Here's what we're doing for you. And that's a big plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two different ways to work with us, Mike. One is if you want to work with us so that we also prepare your tax returns, and that's what we do, and we implement all the strategies for you and make sure that they show up on your tax return. But we do have, and we'll talk about this too, where I have a program that you can sign up for where you can do the tax planning basically through this program at a much less cost, and it will show you how to very easily save money in taxes, mostly by just showing a bigger amount of expense without actually spending more money.
Okay, that's intriguing. So give us an example of how to show expense without spending the money, because that one of those things doesn't sound like the other there.
Right. And that is a trick, because some people will say, oh, yeah, I can save you money in taxes. You just need to contribute more to retirement.
Yeah.
Plan. Well, you're spending $1,000 to save $200 or $300, that's not really tax savings. That's not the kind of tax savings that I'm talking about. So, and for more information, you can go to freedomtaxplans.com, and in the upper right hand corner for your listeners, if they click on for podcast listeners, I have some webinars, free webinars for your listeners that they can click on, a longer one around 40 minutes and a shorter one if you don't have much time. And it goes into these a little bit more detail.
Okay.
And it gives you 5 tax saving strategies that any business owner can use.
Good.
So for example, so one strategy is that there is a very specific way, to do it correctly, and a way to, rent out your home to your own business and charge rent. And then, that's a business expense for your business, but when done correctly, you don't have to count that as income on the personal side. So let's say you can charge, and I'm just using a number. If you go and you look at my webinar, there's a way to even charge more money for this, but let's say you can charge $10,000 for your renting of your home. So that's a $10,000 expense for your business. You get $10,000 income, rent income. You do not have to pay taxes on that. So that's a $10,000 increased expense without you spending more money.
So that reminds me of the thing you hear about, like, a home office tax deduction. Don't do that because then you have gains when you sell the house and all that. But you're talking, that's what you just mentioned is something different than what I'm thinking.
It's something different. That's right. It's different. Yeah, and it's a very specific way when implemented correctly. And again, check out the free webinars at freedomtaxplans.com. It'll go into that, and then how you could sign up for my program that would actually implement it for you very easily. But yeah, it's totally different.
Okay, that's a great point, because it is kind of interesting. Like, oh yeah, you can get more tax deductions if you donated to a charitable cause. Well, that means you're taking money out of some pool of resources and giving it, which is a wonderful thing. But to your point, you're saying, hey, you're already using the money you're already spending and what you're already doing. Maybe some opportunities are slipping through the cracks because these are the
right
top things that we're finding. And it's. It's just so interesting to think that way, because if you, for instance, were having to pay, $35,000 in taxes, but now all of a sudden you have to pay $25,000, well, you're doing the same thing. You're making the same money. You're going about your day the same way, but all of a sudden there's a $10,000 benefit to you and you've done nothing different.
Right, exactly.
Do some paperwork and do some structuring, but no different effort, no different brain thinking, or more hours in your day or more outlay. So what are some of the top things when you have a client that comes to you and says, okay, what are some of the low-hanging fruit without getting technical and setting up all kinds of crazy things? What are some of the top things that are low-hanging fruit? So that's a good one there. What's another example that would be good?
So another example is how you tax your entity. How are you taxing your business, depending on your situation? And again, I go into more detail in the webinars, but, you know, are you paying too much self-employment taxes than you really need to? So you can either elect to be an S corporation, or there's even a way, if you qualify, to add either a spouse or maybe a child as a limited partner, and that would save you a lot of money in taxes without spending any extra money, or elect to tax your business as an S corporation. That would save you money in taxes without you spending any, you know, any extra money. So how your entity is taxed, that's really important, and I go into that in the webinars. And then there's a way you can write off massages, write off supplements. So how to correctly
yes.
write off, that's the key, and that's
yes.
what my webinars talk about, because it's very important that you correctly implement these strategies, because they're all legal and in the tax code, like you just said. I mean, there's so, 99% of the tax code is all about what's non-taxable, actually, or what's taxed at a reduced rate, but it's how to implement it correctly, and that's what I do.
Yeah.
For my clients.
That's huge. Is you know, you can't just Google something and you take some harebrained idea that you see online and go, cool, that sounds like a good thing. That might not be correct. That might not be proper. So there's certain things that are the typical, okay, let's do a first pass. Let's see how, what entity, let's see how they're taxed. Let's see how, and I wonder if they have, and then now you're able to come back and go, okay, here's our assessment. You know, maybe there's an intake form, or maybe there's questioning that you take a client through and you say, okay, now you go back and meet with them again. I'm just, you know, mm-hmm. brainstorming here, but you sit down with that back with the client and say, okay, from our conversation, I asked you all these questions. I investigated and looked through your prior year's taxes. Here's what I'm finding. If you did the following, you could save X. Is that kind of how it is?
Uh-huh.
And then it's almost like,
that's
okay,
exactly, yeah.
Okay, either,
exactly
either pay me for that and do it yourself, or why don't we just do it all for you? And then, then the cost gets rolled into the savings, and really it doesn't affect them anyway because you found all this money.
Right, yeah. So when people, again, there's two different ways to work with us. One, and you can learn more about this in our webinars, free webinars. So one, you could work with me one-on-one, which is a little bit more expensive, but it's a fraction of what you save in taxes. And then, again, listen to my webinar, and because there's an amazing program that I created, which is at a much more discounted cost. It's much less, and it's specifically for those who make under $300,000. Anyone that has a business that makes, that makes any amount of money can use this program that I created, Freedom Tax Plans, which you would find out more about in the webinar, in the free webinar. And basically, you would just input in all your information and answer a few questions, and then it would tell you and implement for you the strategies that are relevant for your situation. And we have email support, and we have a weekly Q&A. And then if you want to work with, instead of doing that, if you want to work with me one-on-one, then we implement all the strategies for you. And I myself present a tax plan to you, show you exactly how much you'd save in taxes. And then most of the times we also prepare their tax returns.
So what about when you have someone that goes through and maybe they do like the do-it-yourself, learn it on your own side of things, and they go, okay, cool, great, I purchased that package, and now I'm going to take these recommendations over to my tax accountant that I've used for a decade, and you're like, okay, that's great, and then they come back to you, and they're like, well, my guy is saying, what?
Well, most, you know, we really haven't had that. Most accountants that we've heard from have said, oh, yeah, yeah, you could do that, you know, if you wanted to. They don't really understand it. But, you know, when I talk to them about Freedom Tax Plans, it's really just how to increase your expenses without actually spending more money. So basically writing off your personal expenses, which you can do if done correctly and implemented correctly, and then a little bit about how to tax your entity and structure it in a way where you can reduce your taxes. So most people, and some people, you know, just do their taxes themselves. We haven't had any, you know, negative responses from any CPAs. There have been maybe a handful that have done the program, and then they've grown and made more money, and they say, okay, this is great. Thank you so much for this. We love Freedom Tax. Now we make, you know, we're making more money. We want to work with you one-on-one. And when people work with me one-on-one, I have more advanced tax saving strategies as well.
Because then there's a need for it. Otherwise, you know, at the lower levels at $300,000 or less in revenue, maybe, you're just not in that realm, and that's not a bad thing. It's just, it is what it is.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And it's. I mean, I created it. I spent a lot of time on it. It's some videos. You input your answer some questions about you personally and your business, very simple questions, and then it will tell you the strategies and implement them for you. So create any documents you need, any kind of simple instructions, instructions or document, anything you need to implement the strategies. It's really very, very simple. People have just loved it. They're saving thousands of dollars in taxes. If they have any questions, we answer them. We have, you know, email support and a weekly Q&A. But it's just been fantastic, and I love it because I'm not able to work with absolutely everyone that wants to work with me, and especially for businesses that make under three or four hundred thousand, or really any amount of money, and then they can still save thousands of dollars in taxes every year, and it's done correctly.
Well, and so now here's I'm putting my curiosity hat on, going, okay, that sounds good, and if I were listening to this or that webinar, and I was, you know, being shown here are the things that you should do, one of the questions that would come to my mind is, okay, I follow this to the letter. You said to do this, I did it exactly right. And here's the documented proof, or whatever the case is. What if something goes wrong? Right? What if you get that call from the IRS, or what if something goes wrong? Is there then some recourse to come back and get help and support and assistance then because you followed the plan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then if you work with me one-on-one, any kind of audit that you would undergo, we would take care of for our clients at no additional cost. And we've gone through audits before, and they've, you know, our strategies are so well implemented. They've passed with flying colors, and my clients actually rarely do get audited because these are strategies that aren't crazy. They're very, you know, well laid out in the tax code, and then we implement the strategies for them so well. And then with Freedom Tax Plans as well, it is clearly shown. Basically, it's just mostly increasing your expenses without actually spending more money. And then any documents that you need simple instructions are in there in the plan. And, yeah, we would help you with, again, email support. We have weekly Q&A. If you went through an audit, which no one's – through the Freedom Tax Plans, no one's gone through an audit. We would even get on the phone with you at that point and help you with anything. It would be just a matter of just showing the documents that the Freedom Tax Plans, you know, have produced. It's really, if you follow the plan, you will not have any problem at all.
Well, I'm the kind of person, I'm not an engineer, I'm a creative marketing mind kind of person, and I kind of feel like, okay, I want to understand the concept, check. Then I want to be shown what to do, and I can follow. Mm-hmm. Instruct, you know, so from what you're saying is plan and the blueprint, the checklist, and follow this, and you're shown, boy, I can do that. And if I can't figure out a step of it, then I can send it over to the, you know, the tax person to do. But I think you're talking about something that is being laid out to go, okay, because you said this in your intake and these questions, and we know all of this about you, here's the recommendations. Steps 1 through 9 or 29 or 39, and here it is. And it might not be, you know, overnight, check, check, check. It might take some effort. It might take some time to set this and do that, but wouldn't it be worth it? So if you were to say, let's just say that number you mentioned, like business income of $300,000 around that realm, under that, what is the average savings that you're seeing a typical entrepreneur, business owner applying some of this low-hanging fruit? What are they seeing? Is it, you know, a dollar savings or $1 trillion savings?
Well, you know, it's definitely, you know, thousands every year. It's hard to say because we're not really getting that, you know, we don't see that part of it, because if they do it themselves, we don't actually see the tax returns. Yeah. Now, for my clients that I work with, the average savings is actually $52,750. But if you make any profit at all and you use Freedom Tax Plan and you're a business owner, then you're going to see significant tax savings, thousands of dollars. And we even have a guarantee. Like, if you don't save as much as the cost of the program, then let us know and we'll refund your money.
Neat. Very good. That's a good feeling of comfort to say, okay, it's put together by a tax attorney, check. It's easy to do, check. And if it doesn't save me at least what I paid for it, I get my money back. Okay. Why would I say no?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing else like it on the market. There's nothing else like it in existence. As I started growing, I had to start literally, obviously, turning people away. And that's when I created this idea and of creating this program so that I wouldn't have to turn, that anyone could do it. Yeah, there's nothing else like it on the market. It's super, again, super simple. People have just loved it. I've got testimonials on that freedomtaxplans.com page. And, I mean, I just really, you know, I have big, big plans for this. I want like 1 million people to sign up for it, because every business owner, if you are making a profit at all, you could benefit. You could benefit from it.
Well,
and it's
Christine,
so well laid out.
I just really love the sound of what that is, and I just am excited for people to continue taking advantage of it. So let's wrap up with someone listening to this going, this sounds really good to me. What's the best way they can reach out, learn more, and connect with you?
Yeah, the best way is to go to Freedom Tax Plans, plural, freedomtaxplans.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button called for podcast listeners. And click on that and then sign up for one of the free webinars. There's a 40-minute one if you have the time and a 10-minute one. It's absolutely free, but it really goes more into 5 tax-saving strategies that any business owner could use. And then it tells you how to either sign up for Freedom Tax Plan so you can get all these strategies implemented for you, or how to work with me and my team one-on-one, depending on your situation. So, again, that's freedomtaxplans.com.
Well, Christina, thank you so much for coming on today. It was a real pleasure having you on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.